See, you had your car, then you had a heme. Mm-hmm. The heme was made out of wood and metal. Mm-hmm. This collar that went around first, keeping skin in it, was leather and cotton padded.
So okay, uh-huh.
And then the heme fitted on that.
Uh-huh.
Well, on the heme, you had a buckle that the chain would hook in like that.
Mm-hmm.
And as he went ahead, that chain would hook back into the shaft and to his hinges. Then as he went ahead, he just pulled right
mm-hmm.
by his
mm-hmm.
collar and his neck.
Which is hooked right to the shafts
there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that chain. It was a chain, special link chains. They uh-huh. were built like uh-huh. that. Back then, the blacksmiths knew how to build them.
Yeah.
You had to have all that mess made and built.
Uh-huh. How about on a plow? Is there a metal piece
have,
that they...
Yeah, they have what they call a... You hook the what they call a trace chains to a... what they call it? Wait a minute now. And I got one under my carport there that I took care of seam lining back. Trace chains hooked to the... What is that thing now? I'll think of it. Anyway, it's a piece of wood. The first ones that we have was wood.
Uh-huh.
Made out of wood.
Uh-huh.
And it's, you hook it onto the front of your pile and the two hinges hooked on the, you trace chains hooked onto that and you pull it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we finally bought us a metal one. Mm-hmm. Daddy got over where he got a steel one made out of metal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I don't even know what they call that now.
Hmm.
Trace chain, name string. I'll probably be back there. But see, it's been 40 some years since I
met you. Yeah. Do you have something then you can hold on to?
Plow head.
What about to guide the...
Well, that's where you guide the plow. You wanted to go to the right, you turn it to the left, and it would slide to the left.
Oh, okay.
If you wanted to go to the left, you just kind of tilt it to the right.
Huh, uh-huh.
And if you wanted to go deep, you just put it ease up on the handle.
Right.
If you wanted to come out the dirt, you just pull back.
Uh-huh.
And come out there.
Uh-huh.
It was just the art of doing it.
How about to guide the mules if you were on a car?
Yeah. Old rope lines is what we use.
What if you were riding on them? Have the same kind of thing? Okay.
Once in a while you could get a mule that was trained good enough that you could tell him G or haw. And, well, a mule knew if he was plowing right, he'd have to plow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What if you had two of them on a wagon?
Double them? Well, yeah. You just have to have double horns.
Yeah.
Double.
Did you have a separate piece on the wagon that they would be hooked to?
On a two-horse wagon, you only had your center piece, put a horse on each side.
Uh-huh.
On a single-horse wagon, you had two shafts, but you had that, I don't know what you call that thing. Anyway, it was a big old log looking thing back
mm-hmm.
there that they hooked the traces to.
Mm-hmm.
And a swingle tree is what they call that.
Mm-hmm.
They called it a swingle tree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you'd have on a two horse wagon, you would have two. See? And on a one horse wagon, you didn't really have them. Only on the plow you used a swingle tree.
Okay.
On the plow, and then they were just built different.